Let me see, is microphone is on? Yes, it's on. Wonderful. Thanks a lot. That's beautiful. Thank you for that introduction. Let me jump out of the light here. Great. So how is the conference so far? You guys having a great time? Wonderful. Fantastic. Yeah, they're having a lot of fun. We got to beat that. How about that? We got to beat that. So let's work on that. All right. So thank you very much for having me here. I'm excited to be here. I'll be doing this presentation today, and I think tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. I'm doing a second one. So if you enjoy it, tell everyone, right? Tell everyone to come tomorrow too. But what we're going to talk about is the following. We're talking about how to make cash and cash flow from land. Whoever thought you could get cash flow from land? Right? Oh, there's like 10 hands up. Wonderful. Most people think land doesn't cash flow. And that's actually true in a way if you just hold on to land. But we are going to talk about doing different things with land. So the first thing, though, I want to do is a quick disclaimer, which I always do, because we're going to talk about money. Obviously, this entire week and weekend, you guys are talking about money. And the thing is very simply, this is not working here. What's happening here? You see? There we go. Now it's working. All right. So first of all, we don't believe in get-rich-quick programs. I don't believe in get-rich-quick programs. If you believe in that, you're in the wrong place. You should be going somewhere else. We only believe in hard work, adding value, and serving others. And as stipulated by the law, we could not and do not make any guarantees about your ability to get results with any information, tools, or strategies. We don't know each other yet. Right? We don't know each other yet. And a part of that, besides of that, your results in life are up to you. Who agrees with me on that? Yes? Okay, great. So therefore, the incomes depicted here are representative of some of the most successful participants. I'm going to share some examples, some case studies, and so on. And the majority of individuals earn less, and it's our opinion that most people who purchase any how-to improvement products, including but not limited to our own, get little if any results, and we believe that it's because they don't take action, they don't keep trying after hitting the inevitable roadblock. So these are two things why people don't succeed. Why? Number one, they don't take action. I talked to a gentleman in the break. He says, I've been following you, Jack, for years. He's like, have you done any land deals? No, I still have to take action. Well, if you don't take action, nothing ever happens, right? Number two, are there going to be roadblocks in anything you ever do? Yes. There's always stuff that happens. Life happens, and doesn't even have to do with the strategy. It can be you get sick for a few weeks, and then you lost momentum, right? There's whatever it is. So in order to be successful, you got to do two things. Take action, and keep going after you hit the inevitable roadblock. So with that said, these figures should not be considered as guarantees or projections of the actual earnings. If you want to succeed, you need a desire, a good plan, which I'll give you today, a solid work ethic, and the ability to keep working towards your goals when you hit obstacles. Who agrees with me on that? Give me a heck yes. There we go. See, we got to be louder than those guys. All right. So first thing is, you heard me already say the term land flipping. So what the heck is land flipping? So here's the thing. Actually, this term that is now starting to spread around and more people have heard about it actually was coined by my wife and I about 20 years ago or 15 years ago when we started teaching this. Because when people ask us what we were doing, we knew nothing about real estate. So we basically said we're taking a piece of land and we're selling it to somebody else. In other words, we're flipping it. But the word flipping, I fully understand, in the real estate world is reserved for fix and flip, right? So when I'm talking about land flipping, I'm technically giving it the wrong term. Because in essence, what we are doing is the following. Have you ever heard of house wholesaling? Of course, the answer is yes, right? Everyone has heard of house wholesaling in here. Well, what is house wholesaling? House wholesaling is finding a house that needs repairs, getting on a contract below market value, and selling it to a rehabber, and you make money in the middle. Right? That's what house wholesaling is. The problem with house wholesaling is that there's lots and 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 lots of competition. Right? And then on top of it, the sellers don't want to give you those high enough discounts that you need to actually make money on those deals. And then number three, everyone and their brother is chasing the same exact deals using the same exact lists. So here's what we are doing. We're doing land flipping really means land wholesaling. So we're doing wholesaling, just instead of with houses, we're doing it with land. And also, we're doing land seller financing. So I'm not going to go through all of this over the next 90 minutes. Land wholesaling, land seller financing. It's just like house wholesaling, just without the tenants, toilets, and termites. Right? Without the hardcore negotiations you need to do on some smelly kitchen table in some hoarder's house. Right? Without the competition, because how many people in this room flip land in our definition? There's one hand up. One hand up. How many in the room are flip houses or wholesale houses or do anything with houses? Like, there's like half of the room's hands are. Right? Also, so without the competition, we're getting land. So what we're doing is we're finding pieces of land and lots that owners, that we can get under contract for literally 10 to 45 cents on the dollar. And then we turn them around and flipping them or selling them, wholesaling them. I'm going to use the word flipping, okay, because I'm so used to using it. But still, you, now you know what I mean by it. We are then wholesaling or flipping them for 60, 70, 80 cents on a dollar, making sometimes up to 700, even 1,000% ROIs on our money without using any of our own money and making a minimum, or not a minimum, sometimes you make less, but like an average profit on a regular run-of-the-mill deal is about $15,000, but in many cases, of course, we have lots and lots of customer students that have done six-figure and multiple six-figure deals on land, too. And as a matter of fact, some of the house flippers come to me, and every time it's like, hey, Jack, my biggest deal that I've ever done was a land deal. Again and again and again that they come to us. Yet, they don't put two and two together, and instead of just doing these complicated house deals, they're continuing with that, because like changing something you have been doing for 20 years is hard. Because it's like a tanker that you need to turn, if you have a team in place and things like that. So if you don't yet have a team, if you don't yet have much experience, if you don't have a full-blown operation going, this is actually even better for you, because you don't have to change something, unlearn a bunch of stuff, and then just change direction into something that is actually simpler, faster, and the same, or if not more profitable. So as a result of that, you can actually, when you do that, you can do deals 100% virtual from home. My wife and I have done over 4,500, going on 5,000. We stopped counting at some point of time, but we are almost at like between 4,500 and 5,000 deals. The last time I've actually looked at any one of our properties, or anyone in our team has looked at any one of our land deals, was 2007. For the last 16 years, I've done thousands of land deals and I've not seen a single one of them. I'd much rather be at dinner with my family, or we travel around the world, or go to our place in Hawaii, or I'm from Germany, so go to Europe, visit family, than having to chase down sellers and sit down with sellers and kitchen tables or look at their properties and estimate repairs. So again, we're doing that well, so you can do this virtually from home without any using your money, without competition, so you can get started in real estate without really ever losing a dime. That's another big, big benefit here, and getting 10x returns and so on. Now, we're doing this from anywhere in the world. Literally. This summer, we were 3.5 weeks traveling to Europe, and my then 15-year-old daughter got deals accepted and deals under contract while sitting in a hotel lobby in Paris with me. Anyone would like to be in Paris, traveling around and getting deals? Yes, exactly. So, we're doing from anywhere in the world. Now, how do we make money with these deals? So we're getting them, and I'll lay out exactly how we get them, all the details about it in just a second. I'm just going to be giving you a quick overview first. Now, how do we make those? How do we make money with those deals? So make money number one is, again, wholesaling. So we're simply taking a piece of land or a lot that's worth $50,000, finding the owner that doesn't want it anymore, putting it under contract, in many cases, for about, again, 10 to 45 cents on a dollar. So let's say for $8,000. It's a deal that happens again and again. And then turn around and put it back on the market like the next day without touching it, without seeing it, without doing anything to it, and put it on the market for $30,000. Well, if you do that, after closing cost of $2,000, you have a quick profit of $20,000. Anyone okay with that? All right. How many times a week would you like to do that? Like every day, right? Every day. Well, sometimes for Sundays, twice, right? So you do that again and again and again and again. Heck, but even if you just do 10 or 20 deals a year, which often of our students do that part-time while having a full-time job, that's still six figures, multiple six figures. So this is one way. And this is what happens when you do that. Linda has a full-time job. And then 2023, no, this is a little bit, so it's like 11 months old or so, but basically says like, I just closed the deal last week for the land for $175,000 more than the purchase price. and she's doing that part-time. Now, she specializes in the higher price deals, so you don't have to do deals that make you 10 or 20 grand. You can do deals that make you $100,000, $175,000 deals. How many deals a year do you need to do like that in order to have a good business? What I typically recommend is that for somebody starts that, at the beginning, focus on the price ranges where you get the most deals, which is usually that $20,000 to $50,000 price range, where you make $15,000 on a deal, so that you get that the proof of concept, you get the experience, you get the trust in the system, and then once you have done a few of those, then you go take it whichever way you want, and this is exactly what Linda is doing. Her first few deals were like $15,000, $10,000, $20,000 deals, and she's like, I got this, now let me go to the six figures, multiple six figures, and that was one of her deals. The second deal, the second way we make money with these deals is actually even more exciting. And that is with land, with seller financing. Here's a couple of things you need to know about land. Land, banks don't like to lend on land. Very simply. Banks don't like to lend on land. And if they lend on land, they lend on the multi-million dollar downtown lot that there somebody's going to want to put a big skyscraper on it or so that's worth $10 million. And even there, they only lend 50% of market value. So loan to value is not more than 50%. I've never seen a bank willing to do more than 50%, a real bank. And the interest rates that they're charging right now on land are between 10 and 13%. All right, so here's the thing. So what if you could, so therefore what happens with somebody that wants a $50,000 property but doesn't have $50,000, but perhaps they have $10,000 as a down payment? Can they go to the local bank? No, the local bank is going to laugh them out the door. So how are they going to be able to afford that land? And at the same time, are there more people with 10 grand in the bank and the ability to make $500 a month in payments? Or are there more people who have $50,000? It's more of the prior, right? More people have $10,000 and the ability to make these monthly payments. So as a result, what we like to do is this. This is our self-financing deal. So same exact deal, same exact property that we just covered, right? Property worth $50,000, you get it under contract for $8,000, you don't buy it, you get it under contract for $8,000, right? You get it under contract, and then you turn around and you market it for $50,000, full market value, but you offer the ability to get it with a down payment of just 20%. So when the bank is willing to offer 50% loan to value, you are willing to offer 80% loan to value. Because has anyone noticed that the relationship between the $10,000 down payment and what you owe the seller? You're getting more as a down payment on that deal from the buyer than you even owe the seller. So as a result, you can do this deal in what we call, or what's often called, a double closing, where you use the buyer's money to pay the entire transaction cost. So the buyer puts in $10,000, the buyer's $10,000 are being used to pay the seller $8,000, the title company gets their $1,000 or $2,000, you might have nothing or $1,000 in the pocket, but now what happens is you start receiving monthly payments of $500 a month for the next 15 years because you also can charge 12, 13, 14, 15% interest like a normal bank would. Actually, you should be able to charge more interest because you're allowing them to buy it at a lower loan to value ratio. So the lower the loan to value, or the higher the loan to value, I'm sorry, at the higher loan to value ratio, so they're putting less down than they would have to do with a bank. So technically, you could charge a higher interest rate because it's, let's say if you charge like 15% here, you get cash flow for the next 15 years. Your profit on this deal is now not $20,000, your profit on that deal is $92,000 over the next 15 years. Who's excited about this, guys? Right? A little different than what perhaps you thought land is about. Now, by the way, can you take land and can you subdivide it? Can you rezone it? Can you entitle it? Can you do all those kind of things? Yes, we're not going to talk about that. We're not really going to talk about it because this is the long, does it work? 100%. You can make millions and millions of dollars with land that you entitle and so things. But if you have to take a million dollar property, and you entitle it, it might cost you 100 grand or 150 grand or so to get this all done, and it might take you a year and a half, and then once that is done, it might be worth $4 million at that point, and you make millions of dollars. So what I recommend is learn land the simple way, this way. Learn land the simple way. And once you master it, you will come across properties that are worth entitling. You will come across properties that are worth subdividing. You will come across properties that are worth developing. And then, based on the experience that you have and the cash that you have in your pocket, you then use those. You then do those things, and then you make millions of dollars. But who is in favor of a quick win? Quick win, quick 15 grand in your pocket in the next 30, 45 days, that would be a helpful thing. And then quick cash flow, $500,000, $500 I get. You do 20 of those deals, you have $120,000 a year coming into your bank account. And by the way, how many tenants and toilets are involved in here? How many midnight moves hours are happening here? None, because you're the bank. This is pure cash flow. And your profit margin is basically infinite on this deal. So again, so in this case, if you had put the $8,000 in, you're receiving a 76% ROI every single year with zero money out of pocket. Technically, if you do it as a true double closing where you use the buyer's $10,000 to pay everyone involved, your real return on investment is really infinite because you have no money in the deal. Didn't put any money in. All right, do you agree with me that this is exciting? Give me a heck yes. There we go. Right. It's the same or better profits than houses. It's cash profits, cash flow without tenant toilets and termites, no house hassles, no repairs, contractors, mold showings. It's just real estate the simple way. Yet what most investors do is the following. They focus on houses, right? They work in high, it works, but high competition. They get responses on their marketing. They can't find motivated sellers. They can't get in over the head in rehabs, negotiations, budgets, things like that. They have no money to get into deals. And yes, there's, of course, right next to me, they're talking about how to get private money, right? It's either here or there, I don't know. But like there's great people, good friends of mine are speaking here at this conference, showing you how to raise private money. Absolutely. And you should, but at the same time, there's still money on the line. How about doing deals with no money on the line? Would that be better? Yeah, so you don't have to money to get deals, and they're all eliminated with this virtual land flipping. Now, at this point, I want to get the elephant out of the room right away, and that is the elephant is always like, Jack, if this works so well, why do you teach it? Right? Why do you teach it? Well, first of all, I'll share with you in a second. There's 3,007 counties in the United States. And in spite of me having taught this for now 16 years, there's probably only about 3,000 or so full-time real estate land flippers in this country. That means there's a county for every single investor. It means you can be operating, in some cases, you're the only game in town in one county, in certain counties. Right? So in other words, there's almost no competition. I can scream this from the rooftops, and it'll be another 30 years or 50 years before this reaches the level of competition that's anywhere close to what the house flippers do. But the most important thing is that my wife and I have done 4,500 deals. We have made, quietly, millions and millions of dollars. We have rolled those millions of dollars into other asset classes. We now own almost nine figures worth of real estate. So I'm nothing against houses. We own apartment complexes. We own kind of things. We are already well set. And at that point of time, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? Sit somewhere and drink margarita, become an alcoholic? No, I don't want to do that. So instead, what I'm doing is I dedicated my life right now to make sure that you guys know this too. So we had a goal to create 1,000 millionaires. We actually met that goal already. There's over 1,000 people in the United States of America that are millionaires because they listened to what we said and they implemented it. And we're on a goal to actually double that in the next 2 years, create another 1,000 millionaires. So who wants to be one of my millionaires, guys? All right, fantastic. So we're already living the good life. We have a place on Maui, and I'm not saying that to brag. I'm just saying we have a place to retire in Maui. If I want to retire tomorrow, take a plane out to Maui. But I got a 16-year-old in school, right? She still needs us to be around her and with her, right? So therefore, I can't just take off to the beach. So here's the thing: real estate does not have to be complicated. There is simpler ways to do real estate. And I can tell you, I came from this country to this country with absolutely nothing, not even the knowledge of real estate. I didn't even know what a 2x4 is. I didn't know what the word deed meant. I thought the word deed meant something like in church. I talk good deeds, not bad deeds. Right? So I had no idea about real estate, yet I was able to do land deals. Because all I needed to figure out is how much is the property worth, how much can I get it, and where can I sell it, and then mark it up and sell it in the process, right? And I'll walk you through that process, right? So again, and we are now what we call ourselves the Harvard of land flipping. Technically, I'm not allowed to say that because Harvard is a protected brand. Anyway, but with that said, the problem with most methods is, again, that people don't have money, they don't have time, there's lots of complexities, and it's all been solved. Now, I believe you will love land once I'm done here because, again, it's better profits than houses, and it doesn't involve any of these things. No tenants, toilets, termites, complexities of houses, repairs, foundation issues, contractors, mortgages, appraisers, lenders, bank. You can do it from home, 100% virtual, and without ever seeing a property, even while on vacation. Like, for example, this is Krisha. In April, she got $50,000 on the deal, I think, while she says somewhere there while she's on vacation. All right, so now, who do we get these deals from? That's the next question.
Yes, that was.
I know that's the next question. I've been teaching this for 16 years. I know what you guys are asking. So where do you get these deals from? By the way, I'm going to be around all day tomorrow, all day tonight, all day tomorrow. I'm flying out Sunday morning. So if you see me anywhere in the bookstore, anywhere, just ask me any question that comes up. I'm an open book. I will tell you anything that you want to know. So with that said, so what focus? If we focus on people that, number one, often have owned the property for quite a while, heirs are fantastic, but what happens is land, and this is one of the downsides of land, if you just sit on it and do nothing with it. If you just sit on it and do nothing with it, it costs property taxes and doesn't give you any benefit, right? It costs maintenance costs, mowing the grass, repairing the fence, things like that, and they just no longer want to pay for that. Now, about a third of our deals comes from heirs. Do heirs want to go mow the lawn, pay property taxes, and do things like that? No. No, 70% of, even if the houses, if an heir inherits a house, I think something like 70% of all heirs sell their the house that they inherited in a matter of 90 days. They're selling land even faster than that. Because they're like, what do I do with this? It doesn't bring me any cash flow. It just sits there, and then the tax bill comes in. It's like, I need to pay? No, let me get rid of this thing very quickly, right? So divorce forces sales, change of life plans. Sometimes people wanted to buy a piece of land to build this retirement home on there, but that's like 500 miles away from where they currently live, and then all of a sudden they're like, the grandchildren are born, and they don't want to leave anymore. Whatever their reasons are, there's many, many different reasons. So again, they no longer want to pay for that. Land doesn't bring cash flow. They own the property for decades. Life and circumstances changes. Heirs and so on. A divorce forces sales. And the result of that, there's actually on top of it, remember, banks don't finance land. So this land is all owned free and clear. Free and clear. Not delinquent, but just basically these people are like, I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't care about it. And as a result, the land sellers are actually more willing to give you steeper discounts than the house flippers. Because the house sellers. Because a house you can still think of like, hey, somebody's going to pay me something to live there or so on. And a piece of land, it just sucks out money out of their pocket. They just don't want it. So as a result, we're getting on the pieces of land under $100,000, it's not uncommon to receive discounts of up to 95% of the market value. Now, $100,000 property, probably you don't get that for $5K, but a $30,000 property you can get for $1,500. My now 16-year-old daughter is selling a deal this week that she got for $4,500, and the property's worth $25,000. So that's basically about an 18% offer that she made. But guess what the seller said on the phone? When the seller received our direct mail piece, seller called back in and says, yeah, if you pay me $4,500, you can have the deal. Because they don't want it. We're not even looking for motivated sellers. We're looking for what we call the non-wanters, which is the people who just basically have no more use for it. It's free and clear. They inherited it. They don't care about it. The kids don't want it. And so they're willing to give those things up. Now, on properties worth over $100,000, you still get discounts, but not necessarily 80, 90% anymore. So you can get that million-dollar property. You won't get it for 50 grand, but you can get the million-dollar property perhaps for $500,000 on a contract. And then you turn around and sell it for $650,000 and make $150,000 because a million-dollar property sold for $650,000 is still a great deal on the marketplace. Right? You can do those deals too. Now again, why land? You can't steal it. There's no, you can't, what I always like to say here is you can't steal or destroy it. Now I invite, and its left represents the land. I invite anyone to go to one of my pieces of land and go take a wheelbarrow with you and fill it up with land. Take it with you. Because you know what? There's more underneath. Right? But go to somebody's house and take their front door and their windows. Right? You go to prison. It's called vandalism. Right? So again, there's much more maintenance, upkeep, and so you can't steal or destroy land. And then also the competition side of things I mentioned, there's maybe actually, this is wrong here, but there may be about 3,000, I wanted to say here, 3,000 people in the United States. It's an estimate. Perhaps it's four, perhaps it's two. But bottom line is, I own 250 pieces of land right now. You know how many times I'm getting contacted by people wanting to buy my piece of land with direct mail or text or cold call? Almost never. Almost never. I might get like a letter and a cold call or something like that a month. That's about it. And I own those things in areas that I know that quite a few other people are operating. There's just so much land. There's seven times more land in the United States than there's houses. And there's probably for every 100 house wholesalers, flippers, there's one land flipper. So technically speaking, the competition level is 700 times less than it is for houses. And perhaps it's not that drastic. What if it's just a 20th or a 10th? Would that be a good thing? Yeah, so this is the thing. There's 3,700 counties. There's literally a county for every investor if you want to. Now, this is attractive. Who do we sell these properties to? Isn't that the next question? Who do we sell these things to? Well, we're selling it to the following kind of buyers. Now, there's four. It's actually five here. Right? I have to admit, I was actually one of our companies hit the Inc. 5000, fastest growing companies in the United States this year, the Inc. 5000 list, and they had a big celebration yesterday in San Antonio. So I was there last night, and I took a 5 o'clock flight this morning over here to be here. So I looked through the slides, and I made some changes, but apparently I skipped a few things. So anyway, so the thing is, the first kind of buyers is builders, developers. Well, it depends on what kind of properties we're selling. Now, here's the thing. We're focusing on three kinds of properties. Let's go there first. Three kinds of properties. I don't even know if I have a slide for that. Three kinds of properties. Number one, what's called infill lots. Infill lots is, think about a street in the city, 35 houses, one empty lot. The lot is ready to be filled in, thus the word infill lot. So infill lots are great because who buys those? The builders. Builders, and if it's a larger infill lot, a developer. Builders or developers buy those like this. Are builders and developers buying right now? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So the second kind of buyer is the financial buyer. What does the financial buyer like? Financial buyers are people that have ton of money in the stock market, and they're nervous about the stock market's up and down. They want to take some money out and put it into land because that land is either in an up-and-coming area or in the path of growth, meaning outside of the bigger cities, but within a few miles so that as the city grows and approaches that and engulfs that, the property values go up. Like, this is one of the safest and one of the best ways to make long-term money. Go figure out where your city is growing, which direction. Go out a few miles, buy yourselves 20 acres, and forget about the 20 acres for the next 20 years. In 20 years, when the city is all around it, you might have paid $10,000 an acre, so $200,000 for 20 acres. In 20 years, when all the city around is, that is worth $1 million an acre, or something like $200,000 an acre, and your 20 acres are worth $10 million. It happens again and again and again, particularly in fast-growing counties. Now, I'm not saying you do that, but the financial buyer does that. The financial buyer does that. Either they buy in areas that are up and coming, or they buy just outside of growth. So therefore, the second area that we do land flips is in the path of growth. The third kind of buyer is the future retiree. The future retiree also likes to buy in the path of growth. The future retiree is somebody that basically realizes, usually people in their 50s, and realizes that they don't have enough money saved up in order to retire in dignity. And that's, unfortunately, there's a statistic that says 70% of all the people over the age of 50 don't have enough money saved up to to retire in dignity. Now, what's the average Social Security check out there? $1,500, let's say. What's the average rent in a big city? $1,500. How in the world are you going to be able to, is somebody like that able to retire? Well, they're not. So they're starting, the smart ones are in this room, and they're realizing that they need to make more money. The second smart ones are saying like, okay, if I can't retire in the city, I need to retire outside of the city where cost of living is cheaper. Buy themselves a piece of land, so they're buying it from you with self-financing, paying it off over the next 10 years, so they, you find a $30,000 lot for $5,000, put it up on the market for $30,000, get a $5,000 down payment, and then they make payments for the next 10 years, have that thing paid off, then they put a mobile home on there, now they have a dignified retirement. So you're serving a market that the banks are just not serving. That's number three here. Number four is one of my favorite buyers. I actually do number five first. Number five is the recreational buyer. The recreational buyer is the people, let me ask you a question. Who would, let's go to number four. Let's do number four, let's do them in sequence. Number four is what we call the COVID buyer, or also the virtual worker. Let me ask you a question. Who works from home here in this room? Right? Great. Who would love, by show of hand, who would love to have like 5 acres just outside of town that you can just live on, but still if you have to come into town, you can. Show me your hands quickly. Look at that. There's like a third of the room is up here. Now let's go to the recreational buyers. The recreational buyers are, they're the ones that love the ATVs, dirt bikes, RVs, and things like that, and they would love to have their own 40-acre mini ranch. Who would love to have a 40-acre mini ranch here in the room? There we are, right there. It's a third of the room. It's pretty normal. All right, so again, those people usually have money. They have expensive RVs. They have expensive toys. Like I live in Phoenix, Arizona, and north of Phoenix, 115 degrees in summer, but 2 hours north is a city called Flagstaff, and Flagstaff is 78 degrees, 80 degrees, sunshine, trees, forests, pine trees, lakes. In winter, they're skiing. So what happens every Thursday afternoon? The interstate is jam-packed on the way up with billions of dollars almost worth of equipment. RVs, ATVs, dirt bikes, razors, mountain bikes, jet skis, you name it, everything goes up the hill there in order to spend the weekend horse around. Do they all want to be in an RV park? No. They want to have their own 40 acres where they bring their buddies and they all go hang out together and they all dirt bike together and have all their fun. Right. So again, these are the five people we sell to, and that means there's three kind of properties. Number one, lots in the city, infill lots. Number two, there are lots in the path of growth outside of the city. And number three, the larger acreage in the recreational area. So let's quickly go back to the COVID buyers. The COVID buyers are really important because the COVID buyers are the people that now can work from anywhere in the country. And when I raised my hands, like, who would like to have 5 acres just outside of town? Half of this room raised their hands. Half of this room raised their hands, and that's not untypical. So what that means is, guys, right now, over 45% of the American population still works from home. That means that it's over 60 million people in the United States that work from home. That means that they can now work where they want to work and live where they want to live. And not everyone wants to live in the city. Now add to that the development in solar, that solar is actually now powerful and affordable. And number two, add to that stuff like Starlink by Elon Musk, which is satellite and internet that is actually provides like streaming quality downloads in places of the United States that up to 5 years ago you couldn't even get a cell phone reception. It opened up the entire United States. It opened up land for everyone, everywhere that was not available before. So we're in a completely different land game, guys, here. We're in a completely different land game here because land is like, it doesn't matter what the house market does. Land is on freaking fire right now. People are clobbering up like crazy. They want it for all these reasons that I just mentioned, and it is on fire. Well, I'll cover that in a second. But let's go to a quick scenario of a cash flow deal here. For example, this is a self-financing deal of one of our deals. This is an infill lot in Phoenix, Arizona. This used to be a multifamily, like they had like a sixplex or something on there, probably burnt down. The seller got a payout from the insurance, so seller's already whole. Seller made his money already. Seller just doesn't feel like building another unit on there. So seller sits on a piece of land, now just paying property taxes, doesn't want it anymore. Seller gives up this lot for $5,000. One of my own deals. for $5,000. We turn around just a few weeks later, sell this property for $64,000, sell it with a $6,500 down payment. Again, just like I explained, down payment is more than what we actually pay for the property, and the $5,000, by the way, includes closing costs and everything. So we literally have now $1,500 in our pocket, and monthly payment, receive monthly payments of $463 for the next 20 years. If I run the total of this deal, once we receive every payment, it's going to be $112,620. If you look at the return on investment, that's 111% ROI per year for the next 20 years. Total ROI of 2,251%. Any note buyers in the room, by the way? Anyone interested in note buying? How about instead of buying yourself a note at 15%, you create your own note with 111% annual return and a 2,200% lifetime yield on it. And the profit, of course, on that. And then, really, we could have done this deal such that we bought and sold it the same day using the buyer's money. In this case, we actually did buy it first, used our own money, and then sold it because it was only $5,000. Right? So again, so again, why now? I already covered that in the session, so we're going to go through. 2018, 19 were great years. 2020, 21, COVID made our business explode. And 2023 right now, momentum is crazy. Land is sexy again. We don't see that slowing down. You can buy super cheap. There, you can sell for much more. Technology has made it so easy to sell. And land is truly being sexy and also beats inflation by a factor of 10x. All right. So a couple of things about, again, after this. Who is excited right now, guys? All right, wonderful. So again, a couple of words about myself and my wonderful wife, Michelle, here in the picture. I know I married up. So we're immigrants to the United States. She is too. I'm from Germany. She's from Honduras, Central America. So she both came literally with nothing. Her mom's an elementary school teacher. Her dad passed away when she was 9 months old. So mom never remarried, so a child of a single mom. My dad is a middle school teacher, so my mom stayed home mom. So we did not come from money. We did not come from an entrepreneurial background. We did not come from anything like that. But through this land business, we were able to create a 8-figure land business, an almost 9-figure net worth. We're focusing on land between $10,000 and usually about $500,000, but all the way up to $5 million too. And again, we built this cash flow up to $71,000 a month from land payments. That's not too hard to take. I agree with you. Yes. All right. So how do we discover this stuff? So very first, so we're the immigrants from here. Michelle came in 1995. I came in 1997. We met in college here. I was in my last year. She was in her last year. And we did what we decided to stay here in this wonderful country. I want to make sure everyone knows we always were legally in the country. Right, and we got the right work visas and thing, and it took like 5.5 years to get the American green card. And now we're both citizens. We have a 16-year-old daughter. Everyone is citizen. So again, continue to be legal here. And what we did though is we did what we were told to do, which is what? Get a good job, or get a good education, and get a good job. Right. So we did that. I worked in software consulting. I'm not a software guy. I hate software, but still, I worked in software implementation, so on, as a business analyst. Michelle worked in finance and month-end, year-end kind of thing in a small company. Actually, you guys probably know. Anyone heard of Gale Sayers? Football guy. Michelle worked for his company in their accounting department. And anyway, what happened though, we went through some recessions. There was this dot-com bubble burst in 2001. And the company I worked for went very quickly from 500 people to 7,000 people. And then they went back down to 4,000 people. They let go of 3,000 people essentially in 3 days. 1,000. And I wasn't done with my green card process yet at the time. I was sweating bullets because if I would have lost my job, I would have had 60 days to find another job that would pick up that green card process and sponsor it, as it's called, or I would have had to leave the country. So I was doubling up on work. I did anything I had to. We worked. I volunteered for anything. I worked night and day, weekends, whatever it took. But at the same time, in that moment, we also made the decision that we will not want to be in that, like, exposed to that kind of, to somebody's decision. Like, I'm almost sure like they pulled a dice or rolled a dice. It's like, who do we let go, this guy or that guy? And I got lucky. I wasn't me that I wasn't fired, luckily. But I don't want, like, what's the next time that's going to happen? 3 years later? 5 years later? 10 years later? How many times is that going to happen in my career? Over to, again and again and again. And we're just like, no, this is not how I envisioned the American dream. This is not how I envisioned how we're going to go and do this. Plus, I didn't enjoy what I was doing particularly. And I didn't want to do this for the next 40 years. So we looked, we realized we needed to do something different. So we had no idea. Never heard of real estate. Didn't even know how to, again, didn't know nothing about it. So I asked a friend of mine. And this friend of mine was the only successful guy that I knew that had built a company and so on. And I sat down with him over a beer. What else would a German drink? We basically sat down and I asked him, like, Gunther, he was also a German guy, is like, if you had to start from scratch, what would you do to pick a business? And he's like, well, here's four things that I would do. He said, number one, he said, pick a business that is designed to be profitable. And I didn't understand at the time. It's like, because my business knowledge was zero. It's like, what do you mean? Isn't every business profitable? He's like, no. For example, did you guys know that it costs an average of $300,000 to $400,000 to set up a Subway franchise store? Between the build out of the store, the licensing fee and the rent and all stuff, it costs between $300,000 and $400,000 to set up a Subway franchise store. Then the Subway franchise store needs to hire a morning shift, an evening shift, a weekend shift, a cleaning crew, do accounting, needs to ordering, needs to do all stuff, opens the store, closes the store, works probably 100 hours a week. And at the end, the average Subway franchise store makes $67,000 a year in profits. Like, come on, guys. There's students of ours that do more in one land deal than they do from at home with no overhead than they do. So not every business is designed to be really profitable. Now, can you make Subway profitable? Yeah, you can buy 10 over time and then put a manager in place and stuff. But now you have like 100 employees. Who wants that? Right? So again, so as a result, he says profitable. Pick something that is designed to be profitable. Number two, he says pick something that doesn't require a lot of maintenance. Because if it doesn't require a lot of maintenance, you don't have to be there. And you have freedom, number one, and freedom number two, which is what? Freedom number one is money. Freedom number two is time. Exactly. It's time. And then it says number three, pick something that has passive income so you're protected against the ups and downs of the economy and the ups and downs of life. So passive income, because if you don't have to be there and it makes money and it's truly passive income, well, then even better. Now something happens to your family and you need to take care of a loved one for a few weeks. You can, and your business, your income doesn't stop. And then number four, back then he said that particularly to me, because I had a full-time job, Michelle had a full-time job, we could not quit our jobs, we had to build something part-time, because otherwise we would have lost our visa here, is pick something that you can do part-time and from a distance. Because I was traveling 100%. I was getting in an airplane on Monday morning at 6 in the morning, go somewhere, work there all week long, come back Friday, sleep through the weekend, do the same thing again. It was actually not a lot of fun. Sounds glamorous. It was not. And so ultimately, we found real estate. We looked at all kinds of stuff. But then, is all real estate created equal? No, because the very first thing, what were we told to do? Wholesale. Wholesale. So we walked around and we did driving for dollars. And we found a triplex. There was the weeds were the atoll. There was boarded up. We're like, yay, jackpot. Sorry, yes. Again, didn't sleep much last night. So some of the, that's when sometimes the German words come out instead of English ones. But jackpot. And so it's like, great. We contacted the owner. The owner is actually willing to sell it to us for $45,000. And we figured we put it back on the market for 50, and we figured that was a smoking deal. Well, guess what? We had estimated everything wrong because 28 people called us on it, and not a single one bought it. Well, what they knew that we didn't know is, number one, it was in a ghetto, really bad area. Number two, it was a teardown. It needed everything, from electric to foundation to roof to everything. It was truly a teardown. And this combination is not a good combination in not a good area. So bottom line, everyone basically laughed at us and nobody did it. So what the next step is, we did the next logical step, which is we freaked out and we backed out of the deal. Now let me ask you, anyone ever freaked out of anything? Come on, raise your hands. Come on, there's 10 of you are honest. The rest is, nah. Anyway, so yeah, so you freaked out, I freaked out. Does that mean we can't make real estate work? No, what it means is that we have to find a different angle. Right? We have to find a different angle. And the different angle in this case was that land. So once we stumbled into land, we found our first piece of land. Again, that was in Arizona, but we have done deals in 100 counties in 17 states, including Indiana, including Ohio, including many other states. So this works here just as well. The first deal was a deal that, look at this little lot here. It's an acre, actually. It's not little. It's an acre. We got this deal for $400. Seller didn't want it anymore, went through a divorce, had plans to build on there. The plans obviously fell apart because the marriage fell apart. And he basically said, like, you know what, I want to disconnect from anything that I associate with that marriage. It's an emotional separation, so he didn't care about it. He said, $400, do you take it, you have it, good luck, hopefully you make a profit. And then guess what happens? We put up there, this is one of the ones we saw because it was the first one. We thought we needed to see it. We haven't seen any since 2007. But we drove up there. We put the sign for sale sign up right here. The next thing you know is a neighbor comes across the street and says, like, hey, what are you doing? It's like, I'm selling the property. He's like, great, I always wanted to buy that thing. But he never did anything about it. And he's like, well, how much are you offering? And he's like, well, I don't know. How about $4,000? And my negotiation skills were so good that I literally said, I'll take it. I didn't even negotiate at all. I was like, clink, 10 times my money? Yes, yes. I tried not to look too excited, but yes, I accepted it, right? Sold it for $4,000. It's a small deal, but you know what? Up to that moment, I was walking through life with those things between your ear that Michelle and I call the itty bitty shitty committee, right? That thing between your ear keeps talking to you and saying, like, who do you think you are? You're in a software thing. You have a business degree. What are you doing in flipping land? What are you doing there? Just come on. Have you tried to, like, come on, go back to your software stuff. Who do you think you are? Do you think you're going to be like Donald Trump or something and building real estate and stuff like that? Nah, like, what the heck? Blah, 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 blah. So it keeps talking you down. But the moment this deal was done, guess what? I was walking through life like this. I was like, I'm a real estate investor. That obviously not like that. That looks ridiculous. But anyway, so it's a small deal. But then guess what? We figured out a way. So the next deal happened 2 weeks later. 2 weeks later, we got 40 acres for $500. And then sold it online in 10 days for $10,000. It was worth like 25. I mean, this is rural land, but more on the outside of things. But since then, we focus on land. There's many more deals. There's a property, an acre that we bought for $1,875, sold for $86,000. How about that as a return on investment, right? Or how about property in Florida? Never seen it, never been to that area, to that county, for $350, sold it for $12,600. The buyer bought it, went to the county, got the building permit, started building his house on it. Ready to go, in a subdivision, perfect house. Or this deal, like last year, we bought this thing for $90,000, and we rented it, actually we owned it for a little bit. We rented it to a construction firm. That's another way you can make land cash flow, of course. If you is it positioned in a way that it's that there's lots of cars driving by, you can rent it to something. We rented it to a construction firm, and then for $2,000 a month, and then we sold it for $199,000 shortly after. It's not a bad thing. So while we owned it, we made something like a 25% return on the money from renting it. Again, without covering anything, without doing anything, because we only rented the land. And then we sold for $199,000, making a net profit of just on the sale of $107,000. Is that a good deal? Yeah. Right. So again, and now students from all over the world are doing this, including Robin Zaib, for example. Robin is one of our students. He started this in COVID. So while he was in COVID, he was flipping land in the United States from Germany without even being allowed in the country because the borders were closed. As a matter of fact, he had never been in the country when he flipped his first 50 or 100 lots. So that's like the pure definition of a virtual business is really Robin. Now, since then, guess what? In July, he sold 30, this is last year. In 2022, and I need to check up with him right now this year, I think his business is even bigger. In 2022 alone, he did 283 deals while living in Frankfurt, Germany, and on Palma de Mallorca in Mallorca, Spain, which is an island in the Mediterranean. Anyone wants to live in Europe? Anyone wants to live on Hawaii, for that matter? Anyway, so the key to 4,500 deals and millions of profits is really systems, processes, and automation. And the most important is keep it simple. You don't have to go estimate repairs. You don't have to go on all those kind of things. You don't have to get a line of credit. You don't have to do many of these things. Of course, is it good skills to have that? Absolutely, right? So let's dive into the steps. There's 5 steps to actually do this. And the 5 steps are the following steps. Step number 1 is get deals marketing to sellers. Step number 2 is talk to these qualified leads. Number 3, analyze the deals. Number 4, make the offers and get the deals. And number 5, sell the properties. So let's go through a few of those. In the spirit of time, I've selected a couple of them to go through quickly. But the first one is basically we use direct mail. Now, you can also use cold calling and texting and things like that, and we teach that too if you want to go down that route. But our standard method is direct mail because direct mail for land still works about 10x better than for houses. And that's very simply because there is 50x less competition out there, or 20x less competition. But there's 7 times more pieces of more land out there, much less people competing on it, and the landowners are actually more motivated, so more will respond. So therefore, if you use our land profit performance proven letters in our system that we have tweaked and like crazy, you can reasonably expect a 2-5% response rate. Now, in some areas, you can get into the double digits. But once you get into double digits, there is areas that the reason you get into the double digits is because the land, there's a lot of it, and nobody wants it, so therefore there's such thing like junk land. Just be clear. That's not what we're focusing on. So the land in the areas that you focus on is the land, again, in the cities, around the bigger city, or an attractive area with larger acreage about 1 to 2 hours away from a bigger city. That's where we're going. Those are the 3 areas. And if you focus on those kind of areas, you should get a 2-5% response rate. So that means that if you send out 1,000 mail pieces, you get 20 to 50, sometimes even as many as 100 people that call you back. And again, and of course you can automate that. You don't have to print them out at home. There's mailing houses that we work with that they have a minimum amount of letters of like 10 letters. So you don't have to send high volume. We have some students that send out 100 letters twice a week. Right? And with that, they do, a deal a month or something like that, or 2 deals or something, depends on where they go. Second step is you talk to these qualified leads. Now, first of all, who would like to never talk to a seller? Well, it's not entirely unavoidable. Sometimes you do need to talk to them, but initially you don't. So for example, again, my 16-year-old daughter flips land. She's in school all day long. Then she does rock climbing. Then she has homework to do. She doesn't have time to talk to sellers. Right? So how does she get deals? She simply hires a call center to get the calls in, or an answering machine. So this can all be automated, but ideally you can also use a script. So you use our detail script, easy to use, simple to follow questions, you get all the details about it, or you give that script to somebody that takes the phone calls, or you read it into a shortened version of it into an answering machine, or you give it to the call center. So right there, 4 options that you can do this, depending on your budget and how much you want to be involved or how much you want it to be outsourced. Right? Or use the automated call center, and they automate the process and they do it all for you, right? So you can also use a software that does a lot for it, and then we can simply put it in. And then number three was to actually analyze the deal. So we can talk about it just quickly. Analyzing the deal is very simple. You got to find the value of the property. Now, how do you value properties? How do you value land? How do you value houses? Comps. Now, 20 years ago, there was no comparable sales online for land. Today, it is available. Today, you value land the same way you value houses. You want to buy, you want to make an offer on a 5-acre parcel 10 miles outside of town? Chances are it's not the only 5-acre parcel there. Chances are there's 300 more out there, and chances are 10 of them sold in the last year. So you look at what they sold, and you got your comps. Right? There's a few other ways that you do that too, but it's not hard. Then step number 4 is you make the offers. Now I want to focus on this for just a second, because making the offers is one of the things where we distinguish ourselves most from the house real estate area. Because let me ask you a question. Who flips houses in the room? or wholesale house or so. So if a seller calls you, let's say you're on the road, you're driving, you have your wife there or your spouse there, you have your kids in the back, and you're driving because you want to go to see a movie. And while you're driving, you get a phone call from a seller that you have been chasing for a while, and that seller says, "Hey, I'm finally ready to talk." Who is not going to the movies? You are not going to the movies. You might drop them off at the movies, but you're going there because by the time that movie is over, if you had gone to the movie, that seller has talked to three other people and that deal is gone. Isn't that right? Let's introduce land. In land, we make offers once a week and we make them in writing. I don't ever sit down with a seller. Now, can you, if you love the telephone, can you call sellers and make them the offer on the phone? Absolutely, of course. I just don't want to live my life like that. I want to be at dinner in the movies with my wife and my daughter. I want to be, I want to go on a hike. I want to enjoy. I want to cook with my daughter at home. I want to do what I want to do, and I don't want to have to jump into meetings with sellers when they are ready. So the thing is, you mail these offers using a done-for-you one-page contract that has four provisions in it that make it stand out. Provision number one, you as the buyer can back out of the contract anytime for any reason. It literally says it's in the contract. Buyer has the right to cancel sale agreement anytime for any reason. Why would they sign this thing with something in there? Because they don't care. They don't care. We're looking for the non-wanters. They've had this thing in the family for 35 years. They don't want it. Right? Number two, we don't buy your land in 7 days. They've owned it forever. They're not distressed. Some of them owe some property taxes, which is a great indication that they're wanting to get rid of these properties. But most don't owe anything. They just don't care about them anymore. They want to get rid of them. So guess what? So we put in a 6 months close of escrow in there. Why 6 months? Title issues, or how about this? Who would love to be overwhelmed by deals? How about you, like one of our guys, Brandon George is his name, in the first 6 weeks of doing his programs, he got 49 deals accepted. Do you think it's going to take you a little bit to actually do the research on them and list them and put them on the market again? Yeah, so he didn't, the 6 months were just for him to organize them all and get his bearings again. It's like, okay, well, I got 49 deals here. Which one do I sell first? Okay, this one. Let me find out some more details about this one. And by the time this 10 are sold, a month or two is over. The next 10 are sold. So sometimes you need 6 months just because you get overwhelmed by deals. Now, who won't like to be overwhelmed by deals? Give me a heck yes. All right. So next one is actually something that's missing in our contract. And that is that there's no earnest money deposit in our contract. But Jack, isn't that illegal? Doesn't that mean the contract is not valid? No. In the United States, a contract needs to have 7 items to be a valid contract. One of them is called consideration. But the earnest money deposit is not the consideration. The purchase price is the consideration. It's only customary to have an earnest money deposit, but it's not legally necessary. So in literally not a single one of these 45 plus 100 deals that we have done, have we ever put a dollar down. And I would think that 99% of our students do not ever put a dollar down. The only exception might be if they're making an offer on a $1 million deal where the seller is very sophisticated and things and just demands it. But in 99%+ of all our student deals and 100% of our deals, not a single earnest money deposit. And number four, if we have we put in the contract the right to market the property, which allows us then to actually go put it back on the market without anyone complaining about it. So again, what that means is that you never put money up on a deal. You never get stuck with a deal you don't like, right? And you can always back out of a deal. Now, with that said, how many offers can you make? Unlimited, right? So again, it equals, in essence, an almost like a no-risk real estate investment. I know that's a bold statement. But look at that. This is what happens when you do that. This is Tupe Oyela, one of our students today. Tupe closed her first deal, $7,800 on the first deal, but has two more for $16,000. That's $23,000 happening this month right now by one of our students. And I could fill an hour and a half with just these kind of things. Or Jonna Cohen. Look at her. Kujana started as being a single mom as a college professor, working lots of different things and working hard and grading classes and preparing classes and things like that with a little three-year-old son. And guess what? She carved out time just for the weekends. On the weekends, that's the only time she had, and a little bit, like an hour here and there at night. She was able to, in the first 6 months, get over six figures. And then in the first year, in the second year, she made $450,000. In 2022, she made $500,000. This year, she's on track for $600,000. And she loves traveling. Obviously, she's long quit her job. She quit her job in 6 months. But then now, she travels 5 months of the year. 5 months of the year, she goes all around the world, spends time in Europe, spends time in Asia, spends time wherever she likes to do, and still makes over $500,000. Anyone would like that lifestyle? Yeah. And so step number five is cashing in on the deal. Now, selling is actually the simplest step here. Because here, what you want to do when selling a property is you want to be where the buyers are looking, and the buyers are looking online. Obviously, we're living in a world where everything is online, and there's really two ways to sell. One way is to piggyback on already existing websites, and the second one is use your own website. The good news is that you don't need your own website to start with, because nobody knows it anyway. You got like this website that there's a billion websites, but nobody's gonna magically find yours, right? So people tell you you need your own website, and yes, midterm and long term, it's definitely crucial to have your own website. But there's a different strategy. So the strategy to follow is this one, to piggyback on already existing websites. Now, where do people go to buy something online? Right? Zillow. Can you put land on Zillow? Yes, lots of it. Can you put it on Craigslist? Yes. Can you put it on Facebook groups and Facebook Marketplace? Yes. Have you heard of landwatch.com? 800-pound gorilla of land. They have over 100, 200,000 pieces of land on there that they cost something. All three other ones are free, but LandWatch actually costs you money. But okay, it's okay, because everyone that wants to buy land finds it there. They're SEO optimized, so when somebody searches for land, LandWatch comes up. So you get to piggy bank on the best on the best. Now let me explain to you why we would be able to sell a piece of land that perhaps that seller, that's always another question, but Jack, why couldn't that seller sell it themselves? Why would they sell it to you? Who has that question? I know you guys. Very simply. First of all, they often don't care. They don't want to. They don't want to put any mental energy in it. Secondly, they might have put it with a realtor, and then this is what happens. Let's look at a market that over the last 12 months was on fire. So this is Charlotte County, Florida. Charlotte County, over the last 12 months, they had 4,708 lots sold. This is not houses, only land. 4,708 lots sold in that market in 12 months. That lot market is on fire. Now, in that exact same market, there is a listing that looks like, okay, most realtors, let me say that first. So most realtors, though, are trained on what? Houses. They don't have the first clue how to sell a piece of land. They know how to do a broker's open. They know how to show a house. They know how to stage a house. They know how to get sunset pictures taken off the house where the house looks amazing. They know how to do an open house every time and things like that. They know how to do all of these things, but they don't have a clue what to do with land. So what they often do is somebody wants to sell them the land. They're like, yeah, I'll take your land listing. And what they do is they put up a listing with one picture. No description, no explanation what's around, no dream building whatsoever, no effort whatsoever, and it looks like something like this. So this is the listing. This is a listing that in Port Charlotte, in Charlotte County, where there's 4,708 properties sold in one year, this property sits here for 747 days. That's over 2 years with one view and zero saves. That's why they're selling this lot to you, because realtors do this to these sellers. They don't have a clue how to sell a market. Now, instead, here's what a land profit generator listing looks like. Look at this thing. This is in a different area, but there's like superimposed an image. There's like, this is where the lot is. Look at the mountain ranges. Look at where the close by cities are. Look at this special offer, things like that. In 47 days, 511 views, 22 saves. And a week or so after that, it sold for listed for $44,900, sold for $38,000, made the student of ours there, I think, a $25,000 profit. Boom, right? That's how you sell them. And if you don't know how to do these things, don't worry. There's services around us that we have, that people have added to us that provide to our students that they can create the listing for you for a few dollars. So again, when you list these properties this way, they sell for cash profits, for cash flow at top prices and quickly. And that's really what the main difference is. So up to this point, you have not left your house. You haven't talked to really anyone. Sometimes when a seller wants to renegotiate, at that point you do need to talk to the seller. But now we're talking about out of 100 sellers, you talk to like 10, right? So that's okay. You haven't talked to anyone. You haven't had any estimated repairs. You haven't had to rush to meet anyone. You might still do this part-time, right? And all you did is follow our steps, use the automation tool, send out a few letters, and make some money. Like, look at like Marvin Flyer. Like, Marvin Flyer says, like, he's a RIA member, like, just like you guys are here. So, hey, folks, I acquired the 7-acre parcel for $3,800, lock, stock, and barrel. I posted it for $50,000 and got an offer for $40,000 with $10,000 down, $500 a month for 8.5 years. If I take it, the numbers are great. Heck yeah, they're great. Let's look at the numbers. It's 157% a year ROI. His down payment is $10,000. He's paid $3,800 for it. He has $6,200 in his pocket after selling this property. His monthly payment is $500 for 8.5 years. That means he gets a total of $57,200 on that deal, or a total ROI of 1,505%. Who wants to do deals like that, guys? Right? There we go. So with just a few deals like this, like 10 deals like that, you have $5,000 a month. That's $60,000 a year. With 20 deals like that, you have $10,000 a month or $120,000 a year. Now, when we understood this, when we realized this, we put the pedal to the metal. And we created over $71,000 a month in these in cash flow. And by the way, these are notes. Can you take those notes and sell those notes? Right? Can you use them to add to your balance sheet, basically to your net worth? Yes. Right? They help you in all kinds of stuff. So we created over $12 million in notes alone, each with 100% plus profit margins, in addition to thousands of cash deals. And we went from immigrants with two suitcases and a bunch of debt and broken English to eight-figure net worth, multiple eight-figure net worth, and massive cash flow, living in a 7,000-square-foot home with a home in Hawaii, with trips around the world. And again, I'm not saying this to brag, just to show that if I can do this, you guys can do this because you guys have an advantage over me. And that advantage is that you're born and raised here, at least the majority of you guys. And as a result, you understand real estate on a gut level way better than even we do. So we can do this too. So as a result, here's a picture of my family. So Megan and Michelle, and here's our Sophia. This is, I think, in Hawaii, in our favorite place. This is a picture of my parents when they're now married 55 years this year. And when they had their 50th wedding anniversary, we were able to just take the family and go there for 2 weeks, right? So, okay, I'm going there. My aunt is turning 80 on November 18th. Guess what? November 15th, I'm flying to Germany for a week. It's like, why not? Why not? Money doesn't have to prevent you from certain things. Like, money can be used to enhance family. Money can be used to do good. Money can be used to make the life of you or yourself and those around you better. I haven't seen my family, my mother's side of the family is pretty spread around, so even when we go visit, we don't see them all. This is an opportunity to see all of them together. I can't wait to fly out there. I can't wait to see my cousins again for after a while and things. And why not? Like, let's just do it, right? This is the house we now live in and so on. So again, the reason we share this is, for example, one of the things that money can do. This is my daughter when she was little, when we baptized her. But this is really a quick story about my dad. When my dad was, my dad is now retired for almost 20 years already. But when he, just before he retired, his health was going down like this. You know how some people look the same forever, and all of a sudden they look like they aged 10 years? Well, that's what happened to him. And it's like, Dad, what's going on? Excuse my language, but you look like crap. And he's like, I might have not said it like that, but you know what I mean. And he's like, well, here's the thing. I've been a high school teacher for 41 years. In our middle school, high school, like, it's different over there. So anyway, 7th through 10th grade. So it's like, I just don't want to do it anymore. I can't do it. My nerves are gone. I can't pick it up with these kids. I have 35 kids in a class. I can't do it anymore. It's just too much. But so why don't you retire? He's like, well, I can't because I got four more years to go. And if I quit, there's like the German rules and things. He would lose all of his pension and stuff. Bottom line, we found a loophole. But for the loophole, he was able to quit, but he still had no money because on a single household income, he brought two kids to college and all this kind of stuff. So my wife and I had just figured out the system, just in a moment. So in that moment, they said that when they were visiting us, so they flew back to Germany. We sat down and we was like, you know what? We just figured out the solution to retire my dad. Because at the end of the day, yes, we can build up the money for the Ferrari and for the things, and for all this kind of stuff, for the Lambo and things like that. I'm not a big Lambo Ferrari guy. I drive a 911. But anyway, so those things. But bottom line is, after all of this said, we basically used my dad's pain as a reason to put the pedal to the metal. In life, you can have reasons or excuses. And in this case, we said, you know what? We have the opportunity to help my dad. And if we don't put the pedal to the metal, my dad might not be living for another 5 years to even see his official retirement, or 4 years. So we put the pedal to the metal, and in a matter of 6 months, we were able to fly back home, sit my dad down, says, like, remember that loophole? Here's the money for the next 3.5 years. You do not have to work a day in your life anymore. And he was able to retire right then. Now he's retired almost 20 years. He is in equal or better shape today than he was back then. And I don't think I just got my dad an extra 20 years or an extra 4 years of retirement. I think I got my dad an extra 15 years of his life. And I got my daughter an extra 16 years of life with her only grandfather. And they're like this. They're going ice cream together, holding hands, and they're just the sweetest thing to see together. So again, imagine this. At the end of the day, imagine this. This is not about money. This is about what you can do. This is about how you want your life to look like. Like, imagine this. Profitable land deals in attractive areas in high demand, real cash flow from 100% from home, mostly systematized. Again, who wants to be one of my next millionaires? So with that, of course, I've brought to you a program, and the program that we have is our Land Profit Generator Program, which really consists, the Land Success, Land Holdings, and Flow Financing consists of four crucial success components. Number one is the systems, number two is the tools, number three is the support and the accountability, and number four is the live training for it too. So it starts out with our Land Profit Generator, which is our home training program, which basically shows you exactly how to select the areas, because as you've gotten by now, you don't have to do this right here. You can do this wherever you want. We have students live in Hawaii that do deals in Florida. We have students live in Maine that do deals in Alaska. We have students live in Texas that do deals in Arizona. It does not matter. And again, then we have the Germans that do deals all over the U.S. too without even having to come here. So you find how to find deals at 5 to 25 cents on the dollar, how to lock them down without any of your use of your money, how to step-by-step instructions on how to get them. And then on the selling side, exactly the 7 quick sale strategies, how to sell these properties in a matter of days, how to create the perfect listing, how to sell them for cash and cash flow, how to sell them on Craigslist, Facebook, Zillow, and all these platforms, how to sell them without even spending any money on marketing. Anyone would like to do that? How to figure out that you can sell them to the neighbors, how you can sell them to your buyers list, how you can sell them like in a matter of days without even having to create a listing. Right? It's all in there, often as little as 7 days or less, and to make those $10,000 to $100,000 checks on those deals. And then on top of it, you get all our automation tools. So all my contracts, all my marketing systems, all my money down contracts, no money down contracts, the profit scripts, the complete automation, all these kind of things. And then on top of it, we have insane support. So our support is number one. You get a personal concierge put on your side that is actually a full-time employee on our side. They all flip land, and they can help you, and basically they can help you if you have questions and things like that. They're going to reach out to you. It's a real human. On top of it, we have real phone support 7 days a week, like from 8 to 5, right? Not on midnight, but from 8 to 5. We have email support 7 days a week, and we even have a Facebook mega group that where your peers help each other, and where Michelle and I go in there on an ongoing basis and also answer it. I answered 2-3 questions this morning in the group, right? So all of this together, obviously, is a tremendous value. Now, here's the question. If all the system did would allow you to create that $15,000 deal once or twice a month. Would that be worth it? If all the system did would generate, like again, seller financing deals that built that cash flow to 10, 15, 20 grand or 70 grand, like for us, would that be worth it? If all the system did allow you to live where you want to live, become a snowbird, because it's freezing cold out there, if you guys know this, I don't know. Become a snowbird and live where you want to live and have money coming in, irrespective of what you live. Would that be worth it? Yeah, so very simply, here's the thing. The value is 30 grand. The program, like if you go to our website, you pay about $2,900 for this program. But because here in Rio, and I'm actually not joking. This program is, I think, it's like around $2,500 to $2,900 at the program. So right now, it is not $2,900. At this point, people say, like, Jack, I have no time. Well, let me introduce you to Vince, one of our students. Vince only applied 3 hours a week, twice a week to this business. And in 15 months, he did 19 deals, making $400,000. Do you have twice a week, 3 hours? Then you can do this business. You can automate almost everything around it. You can make these offers in writing, because the likelihood that somebody slides in and make another offer to you is almost zero. You can build this business around your true life, because again, you don't have to meet with sellers when they want to sell. You send these offers in writing. You can back out anytime, all these kind of things. So very simply, there's a special deal, and the value, the OREA special is simply just $1,497. Now for $1,497, you can buy it right there at the back of the room. But also look at this. How about this one here? How about Mahalani? Mahalani Winters from Kona, Hawaii. She's, look at that. Holy moly. In 22 deals in 18 months, she made $419,418.15. Being a homeschooling mom in Kona, Hawaii, doing deals all around the United States. One of the things she said is that what that business gave her, this business made her fall in love with herself again. Because instead of being the mom that nobody values because you're just running around and being the taxi driver for all your kids, she started realizing that she can do something on her own again. She can make money of her own. She now retired her husband, and they both work doing this business together. And she's already, and this was just a couple of months ago, on May 17th, she's now already over $500,000 since that alone. Right? Now, on top of that, guys, I'm going to give you a 180-day success guarantee, very simply. So invest in the land profit generator today, follow all our steps, keep an exact log of it, and if you do what we ask you to do and you do not have a deal in 6 months from now, simply let us know and we'll give you the money back. As simple as that. On the top of it, not only do we give you the money back, you get to keep the program. All you need to do is do the steps. And I know you'll get deals done, because in an environment like we are right now, if my 15-year-old, now 16-year-old, can send out a few letters and get 5 deals in a matter of a few weeks, everyone can do it. And I did not tell her what to go. I did not tell her what to send. I just basically said, like, here's the course, you go through it and you do it, because I want you to have like this advantage over everyone else. You got to go figure this out yourself. We have 13-year-olds that are successful. We have 82-year-olds that are making $150,000 a year. We have everything from truck driver, from high school dropout, to attorneys, to dentists, to engineers that have done this business. Again, so you get this 180 success guarantee. So guess what? Here's the thing. Here's Patrick Otis, $500,000 in 24 months. Now, there's also a bonus, and that's part 4 of the offer. It's obviously, we're having a couple of times a year, we have a live event. So we would also invite you to come to our live event. You get a heavily discounted ticket. There's still a little bit, like $100 or so you pay for the ticket instead of like $500, $600 or so. You get a 3-day experience of February 23rd to the 5th in Vegas. And if you can't make that, you come to another one. But this event on its own has changed lots and lots of lives. So Mike Smyer went from 0 to 49 deals. John went from 0 to $600,000. Christoph too, from 0 to 40 deals, and so on and so forth. And then again, then also something very special. For the first 12 who get the program right now, you'll also get a strategy session, basically a one-on-one coaching session with myself. Like for the first 12, actually, matter of fact, who would like to have a session with myself? Right? Now there's a lot of people in the room, so make sure you go do this right now. And actually for the first 3, I'm going to throw in a second session with myself. So if you want to be part of the first three, make sure you go to the back right now and fill it out. I see already two people there. So let's give a turn around and give him a round of applause already. And whoever wants to be that third one, make sure you make your way there. Go run. There's somebody coming out there. Make sure you get yourself in there. But again, the first 12 get that one-on-one with me. Now again, all of this together has a value of $32,000. Again, it's still only $14.97. Go grab it right now. And the question that you really want to ask yourself is, are you worth the investment? And the answer is obviously yes, guys. If a lady and a guy coming from Germany and Honduras can do this with no knowledge of real estate, no knowledge of the language, like we had to learn real estate language, and we can figure this out, then you can figure this out. You can do this because you don't have to figure it out. We have created the Harvard of land flipping, the Four Seasons of land flipping. We can show you exactly how to do this. Again, land flipping is the simpler real estate method without houses, without having to see the property, without having to touch the properties, without having to meet the sellers, without having to putting on your hard-earned money on the line. Quickly, I want to end with a request to you. What dreams do you have? Because that's what makes the difference. If you have a dream that's big enough, you will take the steps. Is there work involved? Yes, of course there's work involved. But is it less work than fixing up houses? Is it less work than multifamily? Less work than most of the other things in real estate? Absolutely. So again, look at this. This is Ellie Correa. She's like here. She's now teaching her children how to do this. And it's become a family business. And now her children are making the first $100,000 in your business. So with that said, guys, thank you very much. My name is Jack Bosch. I'll be around today, and I'll be around tomorrow. Get the program. Also, if you want to, and I'll be in and out of the bookstore. I think you can get it there too. But make sure if you want to be part of the first 12, make sure you put your name right there, right here. Thank you very much.